Well, a trio of men from near Flint in Burton, Michigan, hopefully listening on Banana 101.5, were hanging out in the backyard around a campfire, or around a fire, bonfire, and they made friends with a local raccoon. This story is amazing.
Well, they've decided to call him Rocket, a raccoon in Genesee County who got a little too aggressive with his dumpster diving and nearly choked to death on a piece of cheese.
Yeah, Mara McDonald is live downtown tonight. And Mara, Rocket had a pretty close call here.
Rocket had an incredibly close call here, but you had three friends who saw the little guy in distress and performed what I guess we're going to call Raccoon Heimlich. And yes, there's video. Take a look.
Looked like he had a little piece of cheese with him, and he was eating it, started choking.
So we're watching. It's a backyard. The raccoon is choking, and he's smacking it in the back.
Yeah.
Like it's just sitting there.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's like he knew that they were trying to help.
And it did this weird little thing. It reared up on its hind legs and, like, was given a seemingly, it looked like the universal sign for choking. It was kind of really strange.
Tyler and his buddies.
Yeah, like he described to another TV station, it looks like it was putting its paws up to its neck.
Yeah.
Tyler and his buddies, Bill and John, knew the raccoon was in distress, but how do you deal with a wild animal that usually would take your eye out?
I'm like, man, it looks like it's choking. So I went back behind it, and I started, you know, doing what I was taught to try to save someone from choking.
A little bit lower, Bill.
Beat
Rocket
them.
Didn't attack. He welcomed the help to get the two large cheese out of his throat. And sure enough,
there it is. A little bit lower.
He worked it out.
Let's go. You're not going to die.
That is awesome.
That's great.
And man, that,
I'm going to hear that again.
When it flew out, that thing did that.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
There it is. A little bit lower.
Let's save this one.
Let's go. You're not going to die.
What are they saying?
They're just making noise.
They're talking raccoon.
They're making bro noise.
Yeah. He's came out and he's sashayed off, content to dumpster dive another day.
I was in total disbelief. I couldn't stop laughing because I literally could not believe what was going on. Bill's literally smacking a wild raccoon and it's letting him do it.
The raccoon rescue between friends has now become an online sensation.
It all worked out. I was pretty impressed. I did not expect any of this viralness to happen.
I just happened to pull the phone out and start recording. So, I mean, I'm just glad I did. So
I am
no
too.
One would have believed that, you know.
I wouldn't. If we read that, I'd have been like, okay.
Yeah.
But seeing it with your own eyes, that's awesome. So, Bill, Tyler, and John, if you're listening, way to go. That
well
provided
done.
Us all with tremendous joy this morning. And your excitement when that thing
that'd
come
be very
out.
Exciting.
Right before we started segment 17 yesterday, I was scrolling and saw a video of some guys somewhere overseas, and there was a massive catfish. Like, you know, one of those ones where it's almost as long as a human body.
Yeah.
Mouth was so big, and they said it was choking to death, and it was right up in the shallow water. Like, its top fins were sticking out of the water. It looks like almost like a whale would beach itself when they're under duress, and maybe okay. We don't know why. And so they grabbed it, and they looked inside, and they started pulling on something out of the mouth. And eventually they pulled out what looked like like a beaver or something that it had swallowed a young beaver. But you could see webbed feet and some sort of snout, and it was stuck in the catfish's windpipe. And then the catfish did that same sort of and swam back out and went away.
Nice beaver.
Yeah. Man, sometimes you get that thing caught in your throat. You just want to get it out of your mouth, and then all of a sudden life's good again.
It's true. Sometimes it's just more than you bargained for.
It's going right back in there.
Yeah.